Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, go ahead, sing. Everyone has a song sheet? Do you have the song sheets in Telugu script also? Is this song in the book? Then does everyone know which page to put the song to see in the song book? That can be announced. Yeah, please announce which page should be seen for Jayanilo Prema Dhana. Yeah, we'll now sing Jayanilo Prema Dhana Karuna Prachur. You read the translation first.
Translation. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivasa Acharya gone? Where are my Swarupa Damodara and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatana? Where is Raghunatha Dasa, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunatha Bhatta and Gopala Bhatta? And where is Krishna Dasa Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Dasa simply weeps.
So, is everyone seeing this Jayanilo Prema Dhana? In Telugu, everyone got it? The page number? Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarne Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Atav Parikamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagraja Tam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sajivam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In this song, Srila Narottam Das Thakur expresses his intense feelings of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates who had just left this world just prior to this. And at least within Gauriya Math and ISKCON, this is a standard prayer, or standard kirtan, sung on the disappearance days of acharyas. So we're singing it on the disappearance day of Narottam Das himself, who composed this song, but as is often the case, and Krishna willing, we'll sing a little later. Ebaro Karuna Karo Vaishnava Goshai, a song by Narottam Das in praise of the great Vaishnava Paramahamsa. So this song is composed by him in praise of the great Vaishnava, and it's absolutely applicable to sing considering him as the great Vaishnava, who is the object of our prayer. So this disappearance song, although it was composed by Narottam in his own separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the previous, and his personal associates, this is quite appropriate to sing for us, by us, in relation to Srila Narottam Das. This song, as many, if not most, of Narottam's songs are fully imbued with the feeling, this karunya, this feeling is pathetic. It's sometimes translated as pathos. The feeling of an intense sadness for circumstances that are beyond one's control. But it's not, it's a sadness of love also. It's not that someone removed my sense gratification, therefore I'm sad, but it's a sadness that the Lord and his devotees, they appear to be subject to unwelcome circumstances. Sometimes a devotee feels sadness because thinking of the Lord and the unpleasant circumstances he's in. Of course, the Supreme Lord is always Satyadanandamai, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. His pastimes are Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. They're fully blissful and spiritual. But one of the aspects of spiritual bliss is this karuna, this feeling of sadness. So an example of that, there are so many of course, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while traveling in South India, came across one brahmana who was a great devotee of Lord Rama, who was fasting, not offering, not gathering items to cook and not cooking, because he thought that Sita has been kidnapped by Ravana, so it's such, in such a circumstance, how can anyone do anything? You don't want to collect food, don't want to cook, don't want to eat. He's feeling totally devastated. So that's an example of this feeling of pathos in connection with this, the devotee considering this, the Supreme Lord. And the unhappiness of the Supreme Lord, the unhappiness of the Supreme Lord, which is, of course, full happiness. This discussion is not for those who are on the ABC of spiritual, of God consciousness. Give us this day our daily bread. They won't understand this. This song, Narottam Das, is expressing his feeling of separation, which, from his many songs, we find it surcharges his whole being. There's a painting of him, of the Prabhu Troy, the three Prabhus, the three devotees who, outstanding devotees who were studied under Jiva Goswami. That's Srinivas, Shyamananda, Narottam. So we can see that, especially Narottam Das, his whole, just by seeing that figure, his whole being is overcome with strong feelings of separation, which burned him day and night. as expressed by him in his song Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, which is the quintessence of all of the Gauriya Vaishnava's aspirations. What is that? Tua Adarshane Ahi Dibanishi Hiyajo. No, I'm getting mixed up there. But anyway, he's saying that the I'm bitten by the snake of not seeing you. I'm simply burning day and night. So these are his feelings, very intense feelings of separation. At least within Gauriya Math and ISKCON, again, we for the kirtans which we sing, although there are hundreds of Gauriya Padakartas, those who have written songs in Bengali, mostly in Bengali, Maithili, other languages. We mostly sing the songs of Narottam Das and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs are very similar to those of Narottam Das in many ways, inasmuch as they're in simple but very feelingful Bengali that everyone can understand. But with Bhaktivinoda, we find his songs, they're either expressing great distress, spiritually blissful distress, or expressing great happiness. But with Narottam Das, although there is happiness also, some expressions of happiness, but it's mostly this feeling of deep distress and separation from the Supreme Lord, as he expresses in one song, that he feels so unfortunate because he was born just too late. He couldn't directly see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and most of his associates had passed away just around the time when Narottam appeared in this world. But he and Srinivasa and Shyamananda, his two godbrothers, they're all initiated by different gurus, but they lived as brothers under Jiva Goswami studying. So Narottam Das became the next, he spread authentic Krishna consciousness all over Bengal in the next generation after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That you'll hear this afternoon, his pastimes will be briefly recounted. I've asked Giridhari Gopinath Prabhu to do that. How Nityananda Prabhu deposited prem, love of Krishna, for Narottam to collect. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prem, pure love of Godhead, that was fully imparted to Narottam Das. And he imparted that to many others. I said he spread Krishna consciousness all over Bengal. These children should be taken out. Or the parents should take the children who are running around, take them out. Now Narottam Das did that not by traveling widely, but by sitting in one place. And like the sun, he radiated love of Krishna. Well, not just radiated, he preached also and got into created enemies by preaching pure Krishna consciousness. Now this particular song, he is expressing his separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnavas. So this must have been composed late. Oh, one thing I should say before I go into this, just briefly giving an introduction to Narottam Das, that Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, although he was said to be illiterate, maybe he couldn't write, but it seems that he could read because he kept with him always printed copies of the two song collections of Narottam Das, Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana. This Prema Bhakti Chandrika, the first song of that we sing every day, we just sang, that begins with the words Sri Guru Charana Padma. Now, there may have been other songs composed by him, but these two are accepted as definitely being composed by him. I have a book which is published by a Calcutta University scholar some, I don't know, maybe 40 years ago, called Sri Narottam Das, Sri Narottam Das Charitra Rachanabali, which means the life and compositions of Narottam Das. So there are many, many, many songs in there, but as the compiler of this book notes, many of them, they may be ascribed to him, but not actually by him. But for sure, Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana are composed by him. So Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is recorded as once when he was asked how to get prema, he said, well, that's very easy. You can buy for two annas in Navadvip Bazaar. Two annas. At that time, there was 1 rupee, 16 annas. That was the monetary system. So you can buy prem for two annas in Navadvip Bazaar. It seems bizarre to say such a thing. But then he explained that you can get these printed copies of Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. So the implication is that you will get prem, Krishna prem, love of Krishna, by studying these songs, by reading, by reciting. And they have been very influential for generations. The Narottam Das, as all acharyas, they leave this world, but they stay also. There's a Bhagavatam verse in that regard, that the acharyas, they leave, but they stay in the form of their instructions. And Narottam Das's songs, they give all the essence of Krishna conscious instruction in very simple and relishable Bengali. Of course, Narottam Das studied under Jiva Goswami, so it's presumed that a great student of a great master is also himself, as Jiva Goswami, who is the great master of Gaurya Vaishnava philosophy, and compiled, among other works, the Shatshandarbha, the six canonical essays which define the teachings of the Gaurya Sampradaya. Narottam Das was clearly a great Sanskrit scholar, but he wrote in Bengali for the benefit of the people among whom he lived and among whom he ministered. So those songs have been they're widely known. Some of them in particular have been widely known and widely sung throughout Bengal since that time. So we're talking about more than 400 years now. I have one memory from, this must be from, I suppose, sometime in the 1980s. I'd been at one festival, Mela, in Bangladesh, Hindu Mela. And that was the Chandranath Mela. That's at one of the places where the Kali Shakti Pitams, one of them is in Bangladesh. It means the 64, I believe it is, places where Kali's body broke up into 64 pieces after being shattered by Lord Shiva. And each of those places is a place of worship of her. There's, here in Andhra Pradesh also, there is that Kalahasti is one. They're often at famous Shiva places anyway, Amaravati, and anyway, that's another topic. Sri Shailam is one also. So once a year, so many Hindus, they go and they go there, they walk up the hill to the, it's actually Chandranath, it's actually a Shiva temple. But anyway, it was a big Hindu festival, and we went there for selling our books. And then the day after it was over, most people had left. But I just saw in one abandoned stall, someone had had a temporary shop there. Early in the morning, one Vaishnava with tilak, Vaishnava tilak, just sitting alone, playing a harmonium, singing Nitai Pada Kamala, a song of Narottam Das. Just, he wasn't with anyone, there was no one to impress, there was just no one to share it with, just he had the inspiration. Maybe he did it every day, I don't know, but he had the inspiration to sing this song of Narottam Das in praise of Nityananda Prabhu. So it struck me at that time how various things struck me at that time. One of the things was how Narottam Das's influence, how he has deeply entered the culture and sustained the culture and given himself generation after generation to Vaishnavas, so that in the way that he appreciates Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his appreciation becomes literally echoed by others who can therefore also, by his mercy, enter into the same feelings of appreciation for Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just like this song, Jayanilo Prema Dhana, we can also, by his mercy, by singing this and meditating on it, we can begin to imbibe the same mood that he expressed therein, the same mood of intense separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnavas. So this is really the essence of Vaishnavism, which Narottam Das has expressed. This song states, Jayanilo Prema Dhana, who brought the great treasure of Prem, Krishna Prem, pure love of God. He who brought it. That means, he's Karuna Prachar, who is most merciful. Hino Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Thakur. So he's referring to Srinivasa Acharya. This must have been composed quite late in Narottam Das's manifest appearance in this world, because Srinivasa Acharya passed away. He composed this at the Srinivas, when Srinivas passed away. So by saying this, he establishes, he's singing out of his intense feeling of separation, but simultaneously he establishes that Srinivas Acharya and all these great devotees, they are not ordinary people of this world. They came to this world from the spiritual world to bring love of Krishna. And Karuna Prachur, very, very merciful. A very merciful Sometimes there's a misunderstanding of what this very merciful means. Sometimes people think, well, very merciful means that you let people do all nonsense and anyway you initiate them and they chant Hare Krishna and that's being merciful. But a better understanding is that one who is very merciful endeavors to bring the genuine teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupanuga, the Vani, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received in the disciplic succession, coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Rupa Goswami. So this endeavor to communicate that to others, by mercy, it doesn't mean that we change the system or somehow or other you can get love of God and at the same time be a sense enjoyer. No such thing. As Narottam Das sings, Bishoy Chariya Kobe Shuddha Hobe Man Tobe Hama Herabo Sri Vrindavan. When I give up desires for sense gratification and my mind is fully purified, then I will be able to see Vrindavan. So it's not that mercy means some kind of process by which one can get Krishna prema and at the same time remain in mundane consciousness. But mercy means making all endeavor to bring others to the platform of pure Krishna consciousness without any mundane attachments or misconceptions or desires. Srinivasa Acharya, as he explained, is Karuna Prachur. And of course, Narottam Das himself is also Karuna, full of bliss, full of mercy, definitely full of bliss also. He expresses his deep distress, transcendental distress at the separation from the great devotees, and we can understand that the only reason they stay in this world, why they stayed in this world so long, while they're moment by moment burning in the fire of separation from Krishna and his devotees. And the only reason they stay in that world, in this world, is to, out of their mercy, to share Krishna consciousness, to impart Krishna consciousness to us, who are very fallen, the fallen souls. So this is a song in particular to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Narottam has also composed many songs expressing his heartfelt desire to serve Radha and Krishna under the tutelage of Sri Rupmanjari, Kabe Lokanath More Shonge Loya Jabe. Kabe Lokanath More Shonge Loya Jabe, Sri Rupa Pada Padme More Shamarpibe. This is the one of his submissions, that when will Lokanath, my guru, his guru is Lokanath Goswami, take me and offer me at the lotus feet of Rupa. Rupa here means Rupa Goswami, and in the internal pastimes of Vrindavan, Rupa Manjari. So again, this is very high topics. Narottam Das brings us from the platform of contemplating our position in this world. We'll sing that later if we get the opportunity. Manusha John Hari Hari Bifale Janama Ganainu Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janya Shunya Bisha Kaino. He brings us from this platform of considering that my life has been spent uselessly, because my human life, I didn't utilize it properly for worshipping Radha and Krishna. Therefore, I've knowingly drunk poison. So he takes us from this beginning stage of contemplating the proper use of our human form of life. He takes us and indicates to us the highest perfection of serving. In his case, his own personal case, he wishes to serve Radha and Krishna within, as a young girl, a transcendental girl of Vrindavan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, in his songs, more elaborately, more aimed at the, for helping the neophyte and beginner, he takes us from the stage of non-Krishna consciousness to desire for Krishna consciousness, to entry into Krishna consciousness, to practice of Krishna consciousness, to pure Krishna consciousness, and to Vrindavan. So they both, their songs are in this way also very similar. Narottam Das prays, Manusha Janam Apaya. He's Srinivasa Acharya. He's lamenting Srinivasa has passed away. Srinivasa Acharya also, in his youth, he heard from the Vaishnava, he was born of a great Vaishnava who had the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he also wanted to have, but when he left home at a young age, left and went to Bengal, and then he learned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had passed away. And one by one he searched out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, but wherever he went, he'd find they'd all just passed away. He'd always find, wherever he went, he would find that the devotees are lamenting because the devotee he'd come to get the blessings of had just passed away. So in this way, just in the next generation, Srinivas Shamananda Narottam. So Narottam, what does he say next? Kaha mora sharup rupa, kaha shanatan. So he lists the names of the great devotees. Sharup Damada, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan, these are the, among the acharyas, these three are the acharyas in the direct association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These three names are very major names. Rupa Goswami, we're all followers of Rupa Goswami, because Rupa Goswami, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, but which he kept locked up in his heart. He didn't reveal that. Sri Damodar also knew, because he was the completely in psychic contact with Chaitanya. He knew everything of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything he did, his thoughts, his desires. Sharup Goshai Bhagya Najai Barnan Prabhur Abhishta Tar Tar Pranakayaman. The fortune of Sarup Damodar cannot be described, because his very life, his mind, his body, everything was completely absorbed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarup Damodar, he knew what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner desire. And Rupa Goswami was the other one who knew, but Rupa Goswami, he broadcasted it, he made it known to the world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally instructed Rupa and Sanatan how to write books describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's siddhanta, his proper understanding of what is what, and everything, the process to attain Krishna. So, sambandha abhideya prayojan. Who is Krishna? Who are we? What is our relation? How we can act in that relationship in devotional service? And how we can attain the ultimate goal of life, Krishna prema, So that's all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally instructed Rupa and Sanatana. So, Kaha Mora Shara Rupa, Kaha Sanatan. I have to see them. Kaha Dasa Raghunath. No. Kaha Dasa Raghunatha Patita Pavan. So anyway, to describe all these great devotees, that would take, well, there's no limit. It would take unlimited lifetimes to describe all their glories, or even to describe their basic pastimes. So we can say also Raghunath Das, he personified more than anyone he manifested that the strong feelings of desire to serve Radha and Krishna, especially Radha. So Narottam Das is feeling so close to all of them, but then not close because they're passed away. I can't have their association. So by such feelings of separation, you live with them by that's the understanding that Krishna told the gopis, that if you don't see me, you love me more. But by the strong desire to attain me. So this, although this song may just seem to be like a list of names, it actually gives us admission into the or admission, or at least a view of the heart of the topmost devotees, and we can simply pray that they also impart to us such feelings, which are the ultimate goal of life, that at least let me have a desire to attain this transcendental feeling of pain in separation from Narottam Das and all the great Vaishnavas. Kaha Dasa Raghunatha Patita Pavam, the savior of the fallen, the purifier of the fallen, Dasa Raghunath. Kaha Mora Bhatta Juga. Bhatta Juga means Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta, Goswamis. Kaha Kaviraj, Krishnadas Kaviraj, in one of his songs, Narottam also praises Krishnadas Kaviraj for having compiled Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he of course also compiled the Govinda Lilamrita, which is the first systematic overview of Radha and Krishna's daily pastimes in Vrindavan for devotees who wish to join them in serving in their pastimes. They can meditate on such pastimes. So, kaha kabi raj, eko kale kota gela, gora nataraj. Yeah, they all, more or less, all left at once. They all left. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, and in a short time after his leaving, most of his associates left also. The Goswamis in Vrindavan, they stayed because they'd been given a specific service to do. Otherwise, most of the devotees, they couldn't live in separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all passed away. So he says, Narottam Das says, all at once, they've all gone, along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nataraj, the king of dancers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then what are Narottam Das's feeling? He feels Pashane Kutibo Mata. I feel like smashing my head against the stone. Anale Poshibo, to enter into fire. Garanga Gunera Nidhi Kata Gele Pabo. Where can I go to to get, to attain that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is an ocean of transcendental qualities. So he's prepared to do anything. He just, not getting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he feels, anyway, if I smash my head against a rock, it won't be as painful as the pain he's feeling in separation. And he expresses this. It's not just some poetry that anyone can sit down and write poetry. I'm the most fallen, anyone can say this, but it's clearly his actual feelings. That's why pure devotees, they should write poems. We feel, now we see in the modern age all kinds of rascals write poems and they express their heart, and it's not good at all. It's very vulgar and nasty. So better that we, having been introduced to this by Srila Prabhupada, let us Tyaja Durjana Sangsargam Bhaja Sadhu Samagamam. Give up the associate. Just leave behind all the nonsense things of this world which have been dragging us to remain in this world life after life. Now we have the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who has introduced us to all the acharyas. So let us cultivate this mood of the what is their Krishna consciousness? They've given us so much. Let us immerse ourselves in that. So Narottam Das, he's praise. Sheshaba Shongira Shonge Jai Koilo Bilash Sheshongana Paya Kande Narottam Das. So he who performed all these pastimes, that refers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his associates, not getting that association, not getting the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates. Narottam Das, what can he do? He simply cries, that's all. There's nothing you can do. Nothing to do. He feels just distraught. You can see there's song after song like this. The next one given here in Prarthana. Gorapahu na bhajiya maino. There's the next song composed by Narendra. Having not worshipped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was simply, I died, that's all. And the next one. Hari hari ki mo karama anurata. Oh my Lord, you won't see it in that song sheet. What will happen to me from my activities? Bishoye kutila moti, by being absorbed in sense gratification with a cunning, crooked mind. This is his mood. So Hare Krishna. We'll finish there for now, and later, in about 1 hour, we can assemble again. Hare Krishna. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.